Human rights groups warn that if violence continues in Iraq, the country's neighbors could face a widening refugee crisis. The United Nations estimates that some 1.4 million Iraqis already have fled to neighboring countries, mostly to Jordan and Syria, and some 2,000 more leave Iraq every day. Akil Fahed is among those who left. We reached Fahed by telephone today in Syria. He's a Shiite, and he worked in an Iraqi oil refinery. But after the war started, he was forced out and threatened with violence.
Everything unstable. Everything dangerous. And you cannot go out. And inside your house, you cannot sleep safely until morning.
Fahed says he feels safer now in Damascus. He struggles there to support his wife and four daughters.
Of the life is very difficult. You know, we haven't any money. We haven't any source of life.
And Akil Fahed says he sees no possibility of returning to Baghdad.
No, I can't come back to Iraq. I can't come back to Iraq. I can't come back to Iraq. Means return to Iraq means definitely death.
Even as some Iraqis escape, advocacy groups charge that increasing numbers are being turned back at the borders. For Iraq's neighbors, the influx of refugees is straining resources. From Amman, NPR's Eric Westervelt has this report.
Jordan is no stranger to refugee challenges. Tens of thousands of Palestinians fled to the kingdom during the Arab-Israeli wars. Last summer, thousands of Lebanese descended on Amman during the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah guerrillas. Since the start of the war in Iraq in 2003, the UN estimates that 700,000 Iraqis have sought refuge in Jordan. 29-year-old Mustafa Ahmed left the violence of Iraq to work as a day laborer in Jordan's growing underground economy. Ahmed, like other less well-to-do refugees here, fears being kicked out and sent back into mortal danger in Iraq.
My employer is a Palestinian. He pays me under the table and helps me. He knows what it's like. But any Iraqi caught working under the table, Shiite or Sunni, is deported back to Iraq.
In a new report, Human Rights Watch alleges that Jordan has recently made it much harder for Iraqis to get residency permits and that the number of Iraqis deported is rising, along with the number of Iraqis denied entry at the border. Bill Frelich, the group's refugee policy director, says these people have fled sectarian or insurgent violence and need to be treated as de facto refugees, not simple immigration violators. Frelich says he met with the Jordanian officials who told him their policy was no different than, say, the U.S. policy of deporting some illegal immigrants back to Mexico.
What that fails to take into account is the war that's happening next door. That does make it a different situation because Iraq is a much more dangerous place than Mexico.
Jordanian government spokesman Nasser Judeh called the Human Rights Watch report baseless, inaccurate, and unrealistic. Michelle Alfaro is a protection officer with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees Iraq operation, which is now based in Jordan because of the violence raging next door. She says if the war continues, Jordan could easily be looking at a much wider refugee problem from its neighbor with more than 25 million people.
It's certainly not a small, Balkan country. It's not Kosovo, it's not Bosnia. There's the potential for millions of people to keep moving. So it is a major concern.
Human Rights Watch, in its report, says Jordan needs financial help to deal with the growing influx of Iraqis. And the U.S., Bill Frelich says, has given only limited funds to Jordan for refugees and has granted asylum to a relative handful of Iraqis since the war. He says America has a special responsibility to do much more.
This was a war that the United States chose. And directly or indirectly, it set in motion the forces that have compelled people to leave the country.
The majority of Iraqis who fled to Jordan are middle or upper middle class, those with the money to set up a new life here in Amman and other Jordanian cities. And many Jordanians are increasingly voicing resentment that Iraqis and their cash have helped drive up prices and have strained social services. Shopkeeper Naruz Abida says Jordanian hospitality has its limits.
The Iraqis have hiked the prices of everything, rent, food, beverages. An apartment that cost 100 dinar now costs 200.
The influx of Iraqis has prompted other changes as well. The White House has long argued that the Iraq War is part of a wider effort to bring democracy to the Middle East. In Jordan, the Iraq War has only helped to retard democratic reforms. The devastating triple hotel bombings here last November, in which al-Qaeda-linked Iraqis killed 60 people, prompted a massive increase in security. That crackdown further stifled King Abdullah's fledgling efforts to bring about democratic change, says Joost Hilterman, the Amman-based Middle East director of the International Crisis Group.
One of the responses we have seen is that any talk of reform has been just that. And in the context of a regional situation that is deteriorating, they also have the pretext. They can say, well, listen, we live in a very dangerous neighborhood. We cannot afford now to open up political space.
Rights groups hope that the ongoing regional human fallout from the Iraq War, Iraqis trying to flee and those internally displaced, will be addressed by Prime Minister Maliki and President Bush when the two meet here tomorrow. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Amman.